Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. I'm Karen Curtis, and I'm here again today as we are each Sunday at noon with attorney Scott Shapiro. Eric is off today with his family, a much-deserved holiday for him. And Scott is with the Glazer & Associates PA law firm, practicing community association law throughout Florida. As our listeners know, we're here each week to answer all your calls and emails about the issues that make life in your condominium or HOA absolutely crazy from one minute to the next. As always, we would love to get the phone lines going early, answering all of your questions. Scott is completely capable of doing that without Eric.
Yeah, sure I am.
Yes. So give us a call right here in our studio. The number is 877-850-8585. Again, that's 877-850-8585. We are live. And if you prefer to email us your questions, you can do so by visiting the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and by clicking on the email the show tab.
Yeah, and you know, that's not all. Eric's been talking about this the last few weeks, and I want everybody to remember you can download all of our shows and listen to all of our past shows through the Condo Craze and HOAs app for either your iPhone or Android device. And, it works. So, you know, that's a good way to listen to the show. You know, if you're not in the car or something like that and you don't have an old transistor radio or anything. And here's what the app does when you download it. At the touch of a button, you have instant access to a whole bunch of things. You got links to all the laws in Florida regarding condominium associations, HOAs, and co-ops. Also, the Florida Administrative Code, which is the rules promulgated by the DBPR that govern the arbitration actions we always talk about on the show. As I said before, you can listen to all the past shows. You can go to our website. You can go directly to the firm's website as well, where we have a lot of information going back years and years and years on condo law, HOA law, and just, you know, general real estate law as well. We have a lot of past newsletters called Legal Beat that really, I always thought Eric did a wonderful job putting those together. And they're all archived through our website, and you can access that through the app. You can also instantly send us questions, and you can also register for the seminars, which I know we're going to be talking about in a little bit, and check out Eric's blog. Just about everything that we talk about on the show, you can get your hands on by going through the app. So it's all in the app. You can download it for free today. Give it a try, and you know, let us know what you think. If we need to make any improvements or anything like that, we'll make them.
Okay. And let's just get some of the more housekeeping out of the way and remind everybody that our free classes and days of education are back.
Oh, yeah, that's right. A board member, and I know we say this all the time, but a board member must be certified 1 year before getting elected or appointed to the board or within 90 days of actually taking their seat as a director on the board. And if you don't, well, you're going to have a problem because you're going to be legally removed from the board. And there's a really great way of getting certified, and it's by taking the course that's offered by Eric, the Condo Craze and HOA's Board Member Certification Course. And I know he's been doing this now. Karen, what has it been, like 5 years now?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I know. He's
certified over 8,000 people.
I know. I went to the first five or
me too.
10
and that was it.
You know, I kind of know everything now, but I'll tell you what, every time I kind of stumble in there and into the back and listen to what's being spoken about, either through questions from people in the audience or Eric just going over new material, I always learn something new. So it's definitely worth checking out, and it's especially worth doing if you haven't been certified and you're sitting on a board.
All right, and you don't want to read those silly affidavits.
Oh, no, yeah. You know. I mean, there's other ways of, you know, being certified.
I mean, why not go? Oh, and it's free, and you get food, and oh my goodness.
Yeah, no, I've been practicing the law for 9 years, and I've been working with Eric basically that entire time doing the community association work. And I'm going to tell you, I've read the laws plenty of times. You know, 718, the condo law, 720, which is the HOA law, and even 719, the co-op law. There is no way I'm signing a piece of paper that says I know those laws inside and out.
Right.
So if someone else is willing to do that, good for them, but I'd rather take the course.
And of course, the first course is already approaching. It is Saturday, September 20th. It'll be here in Broward County at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, and it's really a complete day of education for everybody. There's a lot in store. The festivities get underway with check-in and breakfast at 8 a.m. You get to meet all of our sponsors, eat some breakfast at 9 o'clock. Our board certification course will start, and of course, you'll also be in included in all the new laws and that we discussed last week. That started on July 1st.
Yeah, and a lot of these, we also have, a lot of other courses that are promoted by and taught by a lot of our sponsors, right, Karen?
Absolutely, and one of them is Watch Your Wallet by Associa.
Yeah.
Roofing 201 by Best Roofing. Mm-hmm. Election and Recall Process by Affinity Management.
That's a good one to take because a lot of times you can learn a lot there if you need to go through this process without contacting an attorney, because there's a method to doing this that is very specific, and if you mess it up, then you're going to need to pay an attorney some cash to clean up your mess. But if you know what you're doing before you start the process, you might be able to save a few bucks.
Super. And Budgets and Reserves by Gerstle, Rosen, and Goldenberg, our accountants.
Yeah, I mean, there are plenty of association attorneys that need to brush up on all of the different regulations that go into reserves and whatnot. So I would imagine that would be quite beneficial to any board member or unit owner as well.
And Energy Savings 101 by Alcon Electric.
Mm-hmm.
Asphalt 101 by Driveway Maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
Hoarding 101 by Service Master.
Sounds like fun.
Yes, and Saving Capital, All About Reserve Studies and More by Custom Reserves.
I bet you I could sit through that and learn a great deal. So, there's a many, many, many different things that, you can learn by coming to these courses, not just from Eric, but from our sponsors. In fact, the last sponsor, the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation, is going to be there, and they're going to be talking about the arbitration complaint process, which is different from the recall process. So just a lot of great things that you can learn by going to this, and it's all free.
I think it's great that the DBPR shows up for that event. That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. And remember, the course provides 3 continuing education credits for community association managers as well. After the courses are over, lunch will be served everybody. Yes, it's all free, and we really are looking forward to the event. So where else will Eric be teaching?
Well, he's going to be all over the state this year, as he was last year. And going into September, he's going to be at, what we'd call the home base, because it's where we did the first show and where we've probably done the most shows, the Seminole Hard Rock Casino in Hollywood, Florida. And that's going to be on September 20th. And then the next month, he'll be in, it's in Miami at the L&L Condo and HOA Expo. That's on October 2nd at 9 a.m. in Miami. And then he'll be later in October at 9 a.m. on October 15th, the L&L Condo and Expo in West Palm Beach. Oh, my God. And then on October 22nd, later that week, he's going to be at another condo and HOA expo put on by L&L in Tampa. So that is going to be quite a busy time for Mr. Glazer.
Yeah, right.
And I hope he's looking forward to it, because I'm not going with him. And then in November, he's going to be at the PM Expo in St. Petersburg, and that's going to be at 8 a.m. on November 12th. So he's got a lot of things coming up in the next few months. You can register for them now, and there's going to be more in December also, so you can wait for those if you don't hear your city or a place that's reasonably close to where you live on the list. And you can just keep checking our website, which is www.condocrazeandhoas.com, or you can just listen to the show, because we're going to let you know when those new dates come up.
All right. And so how does everybody register for any of these events?
Well, you can go through the app, which we spoke about earlier, which is going to take you to the condocrazeandhoas.com website. You can go to our firm's website as well, which is condo-laws.com, and you can just click on the register for our seminars tab at any of those websites, and you'll get an email confirmation once you fill out all of your information that you're in, and that's the way to go. So remember, the best place to do it, condocrazeandhoas.com, and that's all spelled out, and instead of an ampersand, and the app is going to take you to the same place as well. So that's where you want to go. And again, we're going to have more dates. Keep listening to the show or checking the website out periodically, so you can be filled in on when those dates are and where they're going to be.
And what is the phone number if they want to call you off the air to pick your brain or Eric's brain?
I should know that, shouldn't I?
Yeah, 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE.
That sounds right, Karen.
855-4-CONDO-CRAZE. If you don't have a question for us now, which is 877-850-8585, 855, 877-850-8585. Yes, Scott is totally able to answer your questions.
I'm not totally able to memorize a phone number, though. But, you know, if you call up and give us a call today, maybe we can help you out. And if you want to call up at the office with the number, and what is that again?
Oh, 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE. 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE.
We'll be happy to get back to you as well. And also, you can send us emails at our firm's website. Again, that's condo-laws.com. Or you can reach us through the Condo Craze and HOAs.com website.
Okay. And last week, we spoke about all the new laws that have been passed involving licensed community association managers. In fact, we had three of them in the studio with us, including when a license is required and what new tasks licensed managers can now perform without being accused of practicing law without a license, which you as an attorney probably don't like to hear.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I can go either way on those new laws. There's definitely a lot of things that I don't consider to be the practice of law that you know, just generally people have considered to be the practice of law over the last decade or so that I've been involved in this whole, cartel, I guess we'll call it. No, I'm just kidding. Just this whole, community association law business. And I'm glad to see that a few of those things have been, not necessarily downgraded by any stretch of the imagination in importance, but just, you know, basically, I guess codified now as things that are not the practice of law. Because one, I know people usually have to pay an arm and a leg sometimes to pay an attorney to do some simple things that are really not necessary for an attorney to do. And two, and this is kind of selfishly, I don't like doing busy paperwork.
Yeah, right?
So, you know, I mean, maybe I'm just kind of weird like that. But sometimes I'd rather not make money and not do work at the same time. Whereas other attorneys, they'd rather make money no matter what. And, yeah, that's all power to them. But, you know, the law is now what the law is.
Hey, if the CAM can do it, that's great.
Yeah.
And do it right. Yeah. That's the problem, where you don't want to get into a situation where the CAM's doing this stuff and it's wrong. Then they have to bring in an attorney, cost them more than it would have if the attorney had been there at the beginning.
Yeah, you know, and I guess, you know, for all the attorneys that are probably wishing a pox on me right now for saying what I just said, well, you can think about it this way. If there are going to be more untrained people out there, whether, you know, they're licensed community association managers or not, but just people that are not as familiar with, you know, certain fundamental legal principles that need to go into certain documents that are either recorded or sent out to give notice, that's going to cause more lawsuits, which means more money for attorneys. So, you know, there's a bright side to everything. Maybe less money up front, but more in the end. So, you know, again, I think this is going to benefit associations for the most part, because there are plenty of competent people out there that are community association managers that will be assisting people on these, you know, let's call them relatively minor issues. And the ones that mess up, well, that still means the bags of cash for the attorneys. So, Eric blogged about these last week, and I guess he got a lot of comments. So I guess we'll look into that, because it doesn't look like anybody wants to talk to me on the phone right now.
No, they will. Let's give the phone number out and take our first break here, and then we'll talk about the blog. The number to call is 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. You're listening to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. We'll be right back after this short break.
Is your condominium or HOA in need of accounting services? Look no further. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is one of South Florida's largest accounting and auditing firms, as recognized by the South Florida Business Journal, and is one of the few accounting firms uniquely specialized to provide accounting services to their growing condominium and homeowner association clientele throughout Florida. With primary offices in Aventura and Boca Raton, satellite offices in Naples and Orlando, and a professional staff of 65, Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is prepared to meet the needs of any condominium or HOA in the state. The professionals at Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg also have experience working with timeshares, cooperatives, hotel condominiums, mixed-use buildings, and ancillary operations like restaurants, spas, and country clubs. Put their 25 years experience in your corner. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg, 305-937-0116. That's 305-937-0116 or grgcpa.com. If you've ever thought your management company puts their interest ahead of your association's, speak to Condominium Concepts Management. Get in touch with a professional management company that doesn't own other companies they try to push on your community. Condominium Concepts simply negotiates the best prices and demands the best service from all the association's vendors and providers. There are no kickbacks, no add-up charges, no double talk, and all of the savings are simply passed on to the association. Condominium Concepts Management understands they're there to help your association, not take control of it. Nobody knows your condominium community better than you do. The licensed professionals work as a team with your board of directors to come up with joint ideas to make your community a great place to live. At a time where every dollar counts, Condominium Concepts prides itself on having reasonable fees, same-day response time, educated personnel, and an eye toward reducing expenses in your community and saving every unit owner money. Condominium Concepts can also aggressively collect from the association's delinquent owners, always applying a common-sense approach. Call Condominium Management Concepts, 772-618-5370 for a free quote. That's 772-618-5370. Learn how Condominium Concepts is helping communities throughout the Southeast. Visit their website, condominiumconcepts.com.
Need insurance for your condo or HOA? How about getting a question answered by your agent without it taking days or weeks? If so, then you need to speak with our insurance experts at Mack, Mack & Waltz, because we specialize in providing insurance to condo associations and homeowners associations and are a clear leader in this marketplace. Mack, Mack & Waltz has been in business since 1989 and has written over $70 million in insurance premiums. And we're an independent insurance agency representing many insurance companies, which means we can provide the best coverage at the best price. Mack, Mack & Waltz can also provide insurance to unit owners, homeowners, the association, and even auto, boat, life, and health insurances. Our staff consists of licensed professionals, some of whom hold designations such as Certified Risk Manager and Certified Insurance Counselor. And in the event disaster strikes, Mack, Mack & Waltz is quick to respond. Our offices have their own generator and our own management system is web-based, so we can operate anywhere we have an internet connection. The staff at Mack, Mack & Waltz works closely with board members and property managers and regularly attends association meetings to help educate the association about their insurance policies. To learn more about how Mack, Mack & Waltz can save you money and improve your customer service, visit our website, mackinsurance.com, or call 954-640-6225. Mack, Mack & Waltz. Remember us when it comes to insurance.
Never wait for that first drop of water to come through your ceiling before you decide that it's time to check your roof. Once damage is set in, repairs can get much more expensive. Making a moderate investment in a true life cycle roof management program with Best Roofing is the ultimate way to protect your building's assets. A roof management service agreement with Best Roofing will prolong the life of your roof, preventing premature roof failure and limit consequential damages due to unexpected roof problems. Let Best Roofing help your association save money with their annual service agreements that prevents leaks, provides emergency service, and increases the life expectancy of your roof. Best Roofing provides roof condition surveys and comprehensive detailed recommendations. They outline your priorities and give you a realistic budget, so there's no unwelcome surprises. Best Roofing service agreements also provide for cleaning all debris, performing minor maintenance, sealing and topping off all pitch pans, caulking and minor counter flashing repair, and more. And should a storm hit or other emergency occur, clients with service agreements get priority service. To schedule your free condo roof analysis, call Best Roofing at 954-941-9111. That's 954-941-9111. Or visit online at bestroofing.net. That's bestroofing.net.
Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. I'm Karen Curtis, and I'm here with Scott Shapiro from Glazer & Associates. Eric is off today, but we'll still take your calls at 877-850-8585. Again, that's 877-850-8585. And by the way, if you have a product or service that would be beneficial to our listeners, want to be a guest on the show, attend our monthly seminars where you'll meet hundreds of different associations, be listed on the show's website, have a commercial spot during each week's show, you can become a sponsor of the show. Just visit the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and then send us a quick email. Now, what we were talking about is the new law that really requires licensed community association managers to adhere to very strict and professional codes of conduct.
Mm-hmm.
And Eric blogged about this, and we had a former board member that blogged, is it still legal for a management company to be owned and managed by a felon?
Hmm.
I asked that because ours was until February 2013. She owned and ran the condo here in Florida. After she left Nevada after being a condo association manager in a huge multi-million-dollar scam in Las Vegas. The case was in all the newspapers all over the U.S. Her name reported as the manager of all the condo associations involved in the ripoff. She pled guilty to a plea deal, and on May 2012, her association kept her on. Should there not be background checks before licenses are issued?
Well, I mean, one, I don't know what she pled out to, whether it was an actual felony or maybe it was something less. But, you know, here's the thing. There is a background check for community association managers. And I believe a prior felony conviction doesn't make it impossible to become a CAM, but it makes it probably pretty hard. If there are any managers out there who can call in and let us know if you had to be fingerprinted before becoming a CAM, that would help us a lot today, because I really don't know the answer to this one specifically. But just because you're a past felon, you may have had all of your rights restored, and it's not like, how do I put this? It's not like you're joining the FBI, all right? There are definitely, some things that go into being a professional. It's regulated by the state, and there are certain standards if you're going to have some sort of fiduciary responsibility over people's money and whatnot. But I don't know if there's any one thing that would preclude someone from getting a license from their past, but there might be. And I think, if we can get that answered by someone that's in the business, they could probably help us out with that.
You can't be a felon and be on a board, though, right?
No, that's the law here in Florida. But how do I put this? I'm trying to speak on something here that I'm not super familiar with, and I'm trying to tie it into something else where you just asked me a board. That's a pretty clear, black and white issue. You can't be on the board if you've been convicted of a felony. But with respect to the community association managers, I just don't know for sure.
Okay. Now, here's another blog from Catherine. In my opinion, the relationship between a CAM and an association board is as an employee would be with an employer, which opens the door to potential deceitful dealings and certainly less than ideal relationship between non-board members and a CAM. Unfortunately, this relationship needs to be monitored by the state, and I do not see that happening in the near future, especially if you're an HOA and you don't have the DBPR.
Well, I guess what Catherine's trying to say there is that even though there are some laws that govern the conduct of licensed CAMs, they still work for the board. And if the board wants the manager to do something, they better get it or they're going to be fired, even if they're going to be asked to do something illegal. Now, I guess what you have to just, how do I put this? Laws are laws, and people are not going to break them sometimes, and some people are going to break them. And I don't know if you're really going to make a law that says you can't tell someone to break the law or they'll lose their job. I mean, that's just kind of implied in every law.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I guess I don't want to speak in circles here, but, listen, there's always going to be unsavory characters in any organization, whether it's a community association or a big corporation or a mom and pop store, that kind of rips people off at the corner of a street. It doesn't mean, the laws don't apply to everybody, and you just kind of have to hold people accountable to them and not, over-regulate things. So, there's there are a lot of laws already. We don't need more oversight with respect to the relationships of people. Now, that might not always be the case at times, but if any CAM violates any of the provisions of either the Condo Act, the HOA Act, or 719 for the co-ops, because their board asked them to, they're going to be at risk of losing their license because, you know, you can't intentionally do the illegal things we've just been alluding to. And, you know, I hope every CAM that's licensed believes that, you know, their license is not worth a short payout.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Okay,
wow, we have an actual caller
and
here.
We wanted to give out the number. It's 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. Let's go to Milton in Tamarack. Hi, Milton. You're on the air.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Milton.
Our condo recently foreclosed on a unit owner, and I would like to know what the process is to remove them from the unit. How much time does that take? And is there any reason they might come up with to delay that process?
Well, okay. When you say your condo recently foreclosed on, did you obtain a final judgment and the unit?
Yep.
And the condo took title to it at the auction, right?
We have title as of July 7th.
All right. Well, when we foreclose on a unit for our clients, we usually try to obtain something called a writ of possession as a part of the final judgment. That's basically an order that allows the condo, the new owner of the unit, to, get the sheriff to go in there and remove people from a place they are, you know, for all intents and purposes, now trespassing, even though it used to be their home. You have the ability to move the court to get that writ of possession. You know, it's going to take an attorney to do that. But the process shouldn't be too much. It depends upon if that type of relief was granted in your final judgment, or you'll have to move for what's called post-judgment relief to get this new order from the judge.
Well, we do have an attorney. And I notified him that I want them removed. He said he's going to start the process.
All right, yeah. I mean,
why he didn't do it right away, I have no idea.
Well, you have to wait till you get title to the unit before you can, you know, really start the process. But it's not a really long process. I don't know the date, you know, the days off the top of my head with respect to deadlines or anything like that. But I would imagine it's no different. It's pretty similar to the Landlord-Tenant Act. You have someone there that's, you know, basically squatting in a property that's not theirs. And, you know, as soon as the order's entered, the process can really move forward. And unfortunately, for the people that live there, if they don't, you know, remove themselves voluntarily, they are going to be removed by the local law enforcement. Now, there are a few, defenses to, being removed like this. But I guess, Milton, the one question I would need answered would be that are the people living there, are they the former owners or are they tenants?
No, they're owners.
Okay, yeah. So most of the protections I can think of off the top of my head really wouldn't apply to them. A number of federal laws were passed a couple of years ago that would protect what are called bona fide tenants from being removed. But if they're the owners, I really can't intelligently think of a defense for them while we're on the radio right now. But if you want to shoot me an email sometime this week, maybe I can help you out if I think of something.
Yeah, right. I'd love them to be tenants. I would keep them there. It would save me the trouble of getting a tenant.
Yeah. Well, good luck, Milton. I'm sure your attorney will take care of it pretty
One other question.
Yeah, sure.
Do you think it would be prudent for me to talk to them since the attorney is handling it? I just go in and find out what their intent is.
I mean, you know, there is a human situation going on here. People are going to be losing their home, so I think preparing them, in a very humane way for what's about to happen would probably be something that I would advise one of my clients to do if it wouldn't turn into an adversarial situation. But I since you have an attorney on the situation, you should probably speak with him before you do anything, and not the guy on the radio. So I will. I will defer to your attorney's a better judgment. Have a good day, Milton.
Thanks, Milton. And it's the bottom of the hour. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break. You're listening to Condo Craze and HOAs on 850. The number to call is 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. The phones are lighting up. And we'll be right back after this break.
Does your community association want to reserve funds for future repairs, but has no idea where to start? Leave that complex job to Custom Reserves. Let their professional staff inspect your property and provide your community with an analysis that accurately tells you the life expectancy of your roofs, roads, paint finishes, and much more. At Custom Reserves, member-governed associations served include condominiums, townhomes, HOAs, CDDs, co-ops, and timeshares. Whether you're a high-rise condo or a sprawling community, Custom Reserves can prepare a reserve study you can count on. Your home is your most valuable asset. Don't ignore the importance of funding a reserve account because you think you can't afford it. Let Custom Reserves help you avoid a rainy day by saving now and avoiding special assessments later. And if your community is being transferred from the developer to the owners, contact Custom Reserves for a clean bill of health for your property and establish an adequate reserve fund from the start. Call Custom Reserves now for a free no-obligation proposal at 888-927-7865. That's 888-927-7865. You can also visit online at customreserves.com.
Isn't this pool closed?
Don't worry about it, man. No one will know.
This is Embarrass Systems. The area is closed.
Don't worry about it, man. It's probably just a recording.
You need to leave the area immediately.
You can hear me?
I can hear and see everything you're doing.
Come on, man. Let's just go. All right?
Don't leave your community vulnerable to vandals. It's important to be prepared. As industry leader in outdoor asset protection, Invera Systems installs and monitors technology-based security solutions and protects communities better than anyone else. Invera's active video surveillance system utilizes high-resolution digital video cameras and two-way audio, along with state-licensed virtual guards to monitor, record, and protect communities like yours. Contact us today and receive a free security consultation and 15% off installation. Call 855-936-8372 or visit us online at enverasystems.com. That's E-N-V-E-R-A systems.com.
With so many management companies promising that they can help your community, how do you know which one to choose? How about starting with the one that has provided management services to communities in the Tri-County area for over 35 years? How about starting with Association Services of Florida? As part of the Associa family, Association Services of Florida has a service-driven dedication to five-star customer response, an unparalleled investment in employee education, and unrivaled success in residential and community association management. Associations and residents alike look to Association Services of Florida's value-added services, attention to detail, and local expertise for continuous community improvement. Our mission statement says it best, providing unsurpassed management and lifestyle services to communities worldwide. Association Services of Florida's superior senior management team has more than 55 years of combined experience managing communities and providing expert support to management, staff, and board of directors. For a free personal meeting at your community and to find out how Associa can help your condo or HOA, give us a call at 1-800-714-3514. Again, that's 1-800-714-3514. And visit our website at AssociaFlorida.com. Find out for yourself why Associa provides the most value per management dollar in the community association management industry.
Good news. We just received our official certification. So now you can listen to 850 FTL on the job without supervision.
Having problems with the drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA? Overwhelmed by the cost of replacement or repair? Call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463. The low-cost, practical solution to repairing aging pipes and sewer problems. Those old days of invasive repairs to your drain pipes and sewers are over. Thanks to trenchless pipelining and sewer repair by Pipelining Technologies, you don't have to worry about destroying walls, floors, sidewalks, or even landscaping. Pipelining Technologies can fix your drain pipes and sewers without interrupting the quality of life in your community and home. First, the technicians video the source of the problem. Then the patented structural liner is inserted into your damaged pipes. The liner is then inflated to form a new pipe within the old one. And within hours, the job is finished. If drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA are failing due to cracks, corrosion, misalignment, tree roots, or they're just backed up, call Pipelining Technologies. 561-853-5463. 561-853-5463.
And be sure to view their website and 10-year parts and labor warranty at PipeLT.com. That's PipeLT.com.
Someday, you will need insurance. And for that day, you'll be glad you wrote down Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. Why? Because Insurco virtually insures everything. They're a full-line insurance agency that'll put together the best possible coverage and premium for almost anything. Need homeowners or condo insurance? Call Insurco. Need auto or motorcycle insurance? Call Insurco. How about golf cart insurance or trailer and RV insurance? Just call Insurco for a free quote. 1-888-298-8838. They're open every day. From renter's insurance, officer's and director's insurance, and personal liability umbrellas to all types of business insurance, boat insurance, cancer policies, life, health, and annuities, all you need is Insurco. Get a free quote at 1-888-298-8838. They service Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach, speak English and Spanish. Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. It's the only name you need. 1-888-298-8838. Office at 14401 West Sunrise Boulevard in Sunrise, inside Edmore Chevrolet.
Having electrical problems? Don't take any chances. Electrical repair should only be trusted to highly experienced, certified electricians. And that's where Elcon Electric comes in. When you mention Elcon Electric, the response is virtually the same. I know Elcon Electric. Their trucks are everywhere. Serving South Florida since 1989, Elcon Electric's fleet and service professionals are well recognized. When you partner with Elcon, you can be assured that your electrical problems are a thing of the past. They service residential and commercial properties, including high-rise condominiums. No job is too big or too small. They do it all. All work comes with a lifetime warranty, and Elcon Electric is available 24/7. Call Elcon Electric today, 800-446-8915. That's 800-446-8915. And be sure to visit online at elconelectric.com, elconelectric.com. Remember, the switch is on to Elcon, your neighborhood electricians.
Why can't we be friends?
Welcome back to the second half hour of Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. Again, I'm Karen Curtis with Scott Shapiro.
Yeah, hey, I hope everyone's having as much fun as I am.
Yes, Eric's not here today, so we're running the ship. We're driving the car down the road.
Hopefully it's not
singing. Hopefully not pulling it over. And the number to call is 877-850-8585. That's 877-850-8585. We'll go to Marlene in Delray Beach. Scotty, what do you have to say to her?
Hello, Marlene.
Hey, Scotty. Hi, Karen.
Hi.
Hi. Listen, I have two questions, really. One is, I think, more important than the other. In January, we might likely have I would be the only board member on, but everybody else is off. Right now, what we have are three board members, myself, the president, who is a snowbird, and the treasurer, who is also the vice president. Everybody else went off. What happens come November when nobody applies for a position on the board?
Okay.
And we're in trouble.
Okay, well, is it no one, or are you still going to be there?
I'm the only one that's going to be there, but I don't know. It all depends on who's going to be the president, the vice president, and the treasurer, because I'm not going to be on the board with people who I don't feel are qualified, to be honest.
Well, all right. Here's what's going to happen. I mean, if there's a rollover, but no one wants to be rolled over into it because no one's voting, you guys are doing all of the proper notices for elections and whatnot and submitting candidates. Yeah. All right. So here's what I guess we'll just say hypothetically what could possibly happen, because you know maybe everybody will have a change of heart, Marlene. But
if
a few people are still on the board, they can appoint to fill the rest of the vacancies. That's pretty easy. What would be more of a situation would be if no one's on the board. Now, obviously, your community, it maintains certain things, certain parts of the property where you live. Would I be correct in saying that? There are bills that need to be paid with respect to insurance or landscaping.
Yeah,
all right. So let's say nobody's on the board and the place just, falls into disrepair. What will probably happen is someone, a unit owner, will get upset, possibly hire an attorney, and move the courts to appoint a receiver to take over the association. Because if there is no board of directors, the court will absolutely do that if it's moved to do so. Now, that's not the solution, I think, to your problem, because a receiver might come in addition to, you know, running the place as it should, they're going to charge you guys probably an arm and a leg to do so. And that's
more or less, would you know how much?
I mean, rates vary, and I don't know the scale of the work that would need to be done for your community. But here's the thing. The best way to keep costs down and, you know, keep a community running efficiently and happily is if people just take an interest. Even if it's not all the people that would probably be best to do so, the fact that they are at least attempting to do their best is better than the alternative of having a professional come in and be appointed to by the court for who knows how long to do so and charge you guys a lot of money to do things you could have done for free yourselves. So I would hope that you and anyone else that's even semi-interested in participating as a director do so, and, you know, keep the management of your community by members of your community and not, you know, someone appointed by the court.
Okay, I'll call back and I'll let you guys know. One more question. Mm-hmm. If we have an assessment that has been asked for, I mean, all the paperwork was done, everything was done correctly, and we have quite a few owners that have not paid. What's our recourse?
Well, your recourse is to begin the collections process against the people that aren't paying. There is a, you know, a statutory letter that needs to go out that talks about, you know, the obligations these people have to pay their assessments, whether they're special or regular assessments, and you know, gives them a certain amount of time. I believe it's 45 days for HOAs to you know, make the association whole. You know, if those if that debt is not repaid, the association can then begin the process of foreclosing on the property by filing a claim of lien and moving forward with the foreclosure. So, that's the way it works. I mean, even though sometimes the amount of money seems, you know, rather insignificant to foreclose on a piece of property, the only way you're going to get people to pay is if you threaten the big F on them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Thank you very much, guys.
All right.
Thank
have
you,
a good
Marlene.
Day, Marlene.
All right.
Yeah. So what else is going on, Karen?
Well, a few weeks ago, we blogged about a topic that is still subject to much confusion and interpretation. And the title of the blog was, "So when is a meeting a meeting? Is it when they're all in the pool talking to each other, all the board members?"
Yeah.
And we said, without a doubt, one of the most common complaints unit owners hurl at their board of directors is that the board holds private meetings that the owners simply never get notice of.
Yeah. And if you thought my answers to the last round of questions were a little confusing, wait till this, you know, I get going on these, because I actually have an opinion with respect to this issue. You know, at the seminars, Eric gets a lot of questions about this subject. And a lot of the owners complain that the meetings that happen at the pool or whatnot violate the sunshine laws that require public meetings here in Florida. But that's not technically correct, because the sunshine laws here in Florida apply only to governmental bodies and not HOAs and not condos. They apply to, you know, the zoning committee of your city and you know, the attorney's office at the at your city's municipal city hall, not to your community associations. But there are laws that are very similar to the Sunshine Law that regulates condos and HOAs. Like for condos, it's a Florida statute 718.112.2b5c. Yeah, I got that written down here.
That was right off the top of your head.
Yeah, right. And that states that a board of administration meetings of condo associations at which a quorum of the members are present are open to all unit owners. So while, you know, it doesn't apply to every time a board and another member are at the pool, it does apply to quorums of meetings where association topics are being discussed. And those need to be noticed, and those need to be open to the general membership. But the same rules apply to those, you know, committees that a lot of boards delegate certain duties to. Like, you know, you'll have your you'll have your legal committee, or you'll have your design committee, or your approval committee for tenants or new owners and things of that nature. And the Florida statute 718.112 also states that you need to have transparency with respect to those meetings as well. But meetings of a committee that do not take final action on behalf of the board or make any recommendations to the board are they are subject to the section as well. So unless any meeting is specifically exempted by one of the statutes, and we can get into that in a few minutes, Karen, that's going to be an answer to one of our other questions,
okay,
the exemptions. But as long as they're not exempted by a statute or the bylaws or anything else that's, what you're going to see are confidential, everything kind of needs to be pretty much open to the membership. So I hope that answers the question.
Yeah, very good. We're going to take our final break. And the number to call, talk to Scott, 877, rather. I was giving out your associate law firm number, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. You're listening to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. We'll be right back.
Bugged about the bugs in your condo or HOA? Creeped out by the creepy crawlers in your community? Tired of termites? At Diligent Lawn and Pest Control, they understand your needs and know you want to rid your home of unhealthy and destructive pests while minimizing the chemicals used in your environment. That's why they've developed the pest prevention services with the most technologically advanced products and application methods in the industry today. Since no two homes or communities are alike, your service is designed with your particular situation in mind. After a thorough inspection of the premises, they apply the appropriate state-of-the-art products in the places necessary to solve your problem. The pledge is to make your home and community environment pest-free. Diligent will gladly come back between scheduled services and retreat at no additional cost to you to control covered pests in and around your home. Your complete satisfaction is always guaranteed. Whether it's routine pest control, termite problems, pre-construction services, or lawn and tree care, Diligent is there to help you anywhere in the state. Make sure to visit them on the internet and take advantage of the online coupons at diligentpest.com or call toll-free 800-487-8190. That's diligentpest.com or 800-487-8190. Want great no-nonsense customer service? Then get in touch with Diligent Pest Control today.
Ah, the finer things. Spectacular wine, exotic vacations, or just the time to enjoy the view from your condo? In South Florida, you have access to the finer things. Affinity Management Services gives you time to enjoy them. We provide full-service community association management, including site, administrative, and financial services. We handle everything from complaints and collection of assessments to emergency services and maintenance, giving you more time. Fully accredited by the National Board of Certification for Community Association Managers, we promise service delivered with integrity and respect. And we're endorsed by the Better Business Bureau for our streamlined and professional approach to quality service. Join hundreds of board members across South Florida and call us today at 305-325-4243. Affinity Management Services, simplifying your life to make time for the finer things. 305-325-4243. AffinityManagementServices.com.
Has a flood or other disaster struck your community? Is your association in need of water and fire damage cleanup, floor care, commercial cleaning? Then call the company with nearly 70 years' experience. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7. ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7 cleans upholstery, tile and grout, marble, vinyl and linoleum floors, even wood. If your association has suffered damage as a result of fire, call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7 for help with fire damage restoration, complete structural cleaning, duct cleaning, smoke and odor removal, and more. Call ServiceMaster
Taskmaster Remediation 24/7. If your association needs help with water damage restoration, water extraction, structural drying, floor drying, carpet cleaning, mold remediation, and odor and stain removal. A team of trained, caring, and professional water damage technicians will be on site quickly, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. When a disaster happens, call the regional company with the national response team. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7.
1-866-969-6653. 1-866-969-6653.
Or visit ServiceMaster247.com.
Are the roads, parking lots, and walkways in your community association in need of repair? Driveway Maintenance can help. We are the largest seal coating company in the United States and have been an industry leader for over 57 years in asphalt restoration, asphalt paving, parking lot striping and maintenance, concrete sidewalks, curbing, or ADA parking lot compliance. Let Driveway Maintenance pave the way and make your community look great. At Driveway Maintenance, we believe in well-trained personnel, top-quality equipment and materials, and friendly customer service. Our customers include office building complexes, educational facilities, hospitals, hotel chains, apartment complexes, and of course, condominium and homeowner associations, and the largest mall and big box retail companies in the country. Driveway Maintenance, Inc. is a LEED accredited, Green Advantage certified, environmentally responsible, full service asphalt paving contractor and seal coating expert. Driveway Maintenance serves the entire state of Florida and most of the southeastern United States. Call Driveway Maintenance for a free estimate at 1-800-432-1191. That's 800-432-1191. And you can visit our website at driveway.com.
Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends?
Welcome back to the final segment of Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL. I'm Karen Curtis with attorney Scott Shapiro from Glazer & Associates. Eric Glazer has the weekend off, which he so deserves.
Yeah.
The number to call is 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585.
Yeah, Eric's going to be off for a couple of weeks, actually. Don't worry, everyone. You're not going to have to bear with me through another episode by myself. But he's going to be away all week, and hopefully I won't burn the office down while he's away. But, you know, he definitely deserves a little time off.
Richly deserved.
Yeah, but you know, he always comes back from his vacations a little stressed out because he's got a rather large family that he usually takes with him.
And he's trying to go see everybody.
Yeah, and he's always running around. He's never relaxing. That's the problem. Sometimes you just need to relax. But you know, I know he has a lot of fun going. So you know, I wish him all the best, and I hope that you know, his office is again standing when he returns.
I'm sure it will be.
So
we were talking about, when is a meeting a meeting, and does the same laws apply to homeowner associations?
Yeah, without going through all of the details, it's basically exactly the same as the condo statute.
Perfect.
The statute is Florida Statute 720-303-2A, and essentially everything needs to be transparent where there's a quorum of the board present at a meeting. It needs to be open to the membership. The same thing applies with all of the committee meetings as well. So, yeah, there's really not too much to distinguish between HOAs and condos with respect to what meetings need to be open to the owners.
Well, aren't there certain times, though, when the board is allowed to have a closed-door meeting?
Oh,
maybe
yeah,
with their attorney, right?
Well, no, that's probably the number one time when they're allowed to have a closed-door meeting. Now, a lot of boards usually have the misconception that this can just be held you know, incognito, which is not the case. I still always advise my clients to notice those meetings, but make it clear it's not open to the membership. Just so, you know, that the condo knows, or the HOA knows, that things are going on, things are being discussed. They might not be privy at that time to what is being discussed, but that there are, you know, discussions happening that will possibly have ramifications that will affect everyone in the community, and they should at least be able to have some sort of timeline going on with respect to that. And you know, there are other situations when the board's discussing personnel matters. You know, what that means, I don't know, you know, specifically, but you know, I guess if you're going to fire an employee and you're going to discuss that, that really shouldn't be made open to
right,
the general public.
No, that's not. Yeah, that's
kind of
tacky.
We have a couple of calls here.
Yeah.
Let's maybe try and take one of them before we close
We've
the show.
We've got about
here.
2 minutes to go.
All right,
but
let's go to
I don't know if
the unnamed caller.
You just put him on the air? Or maybe he doesn't want to come on the air.
Or maybe he doesn't want to come on the air. All right. Well, again, as I was saying a few minutes
ago. Oh, it's Gino.
All right. Well, let's hear from Gino.
Hi, Gino.
Yes, hello. Yes, I just wanted to find out really quick. To change the structure of the board, the directors, you said that, like, we have three directors, and let's say you want to make it five, so is that possible to do really simply?
Oh, yeah, I mean, you can do it. It might be a problem if your bylaws do not allow it, but a lot of bylaws do. It's going to be pretty the analysis of whether you can do it or not is going to be pretty document intensive. If you want to expand your board, you're going to need to look at what your documents say, and if they don't reflect any type of amendment with respect to the number of board members that can sit at a certain time, you can always take it to a vote of the community and amend the bylaws to state the same.
Okay, and when you take it to the to a vote for the community, you mean every owning member, or? We're talking about just the three directors.
Well,
that might just be...
Yeah, that's the thing. A lot of bylaws. Again, this is going to be specific to your documents. What you need to, what type of vote you need to have when you want to amend your bylaws. Some bylaws are going to have the same standard as your declaration of condominium, which is usually going to be 2/3 of the entire community, which, let's face it, is kind of impossible sometimes. But others will allow it by a simple vote of the directors. So you're going to really need to analyze what's going on with your documents before you do anything proactive there.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
I'm just telling
you
to read your stuff, man. I'm not giving you too. I'm not too bad. I wish I could give you a better answer than that. All right. But thanks for calling, Gino. Appreciate it. All right. Well, we're just about out of time here on Condo Craze and HOAs.
We do have a football game tonight, though. Hall of Fame game.
Yeah, preseason. I could. I'd rather watch paint dry.
Oh, come on.
I don't even know who's playing.
It's the Giants and the Buffalo Bills.
Oh.
It's like one of the old Super Bowl matchups.
Yeah,
again.
I remember. I was watching that one with my grandparents when I forgot the Bills kicker's name when he missed the field goal at the end.
Oh, right.
But I remember I was like 11 years old, at the time.
Scott Norwood?
Scott Norwood, yeah. For whatever reason, I guessed what the score was in some trivia contest at my grandparents' clubhouse, and I won this big chocolate football. That's all I remember about that Super Bowl.
Well, if you have listened to the show and you have questions...
I think that was the one where Whitney Houston did the national anthem,
too. Oh, that was. Yeah. She brought down the house.
Man.
The number to call the law firm of Glazer & Associates is 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE, 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE. Have a great rest of your weekend.
And stay dry, everybody.
Stay dry.
Yeah.